Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien contracts coronavirus. By Joshua Kaplan on October 2, 2020. Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien has become the latest member in President Donald Trump's orbit to test positive for the Chinese coronavirus. Politico reports. Bill Stepien received his diagnosis Friday evening and was experiencing what one senior campaign official described as mild flu-like symptoms. People familiar with the situation said the 42-year-old Stepien plans to quarantine until he recovers. Deputy campaign manager Justin Clark is expected to oversee the Trump team's Arlington, Virginia headquarters while Stepien works remotely, though advisors stressed that he would maintain control of the campaign. News broke of Stepien's infection shortly after White House physician Dr. Sean Conley provided an update on President Donald Trump's condition, saying he is doing very well and not requiring any supplemental oxygen. President Trump was transported to Walter Reed Hospital earlier Friday, less than 24 hours after he tested positive for coronavirus. The White House said the president was experiencing mild symptoms from the illness and plans to work from the hospital over the next several days. Out of an abundance of caution, and at the recommendation of his physician and medical experts, the president will be working from the presidential offices at Walter Reed for the next few days, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement. Later, President Trump took to social media to share a video update of his condition. "I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure things work out. The First Lady is doing very well, so thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget. Thank you," the president said. As of early Saturday morning, six individuals who attended Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination ceremony at the White House have tested positive for the virus. Those attendees are President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and University of Notre Dame President John Jenkins.